Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
You can join in this conversation. I'd be interested to hear what actually happened. What rumors did you hear about yourself? I saw this on Reddit, and it was just some of the funniest things people shared that, yeah, these are rumors I heard about myself. Someone in middle school said that I couldn't turn my head. If I wanted to look at someone next to me, I had to turn my whole body to look at them. I feel like that's where they all get started, is elementary and middle school. Then they get even meaner in high school. How do I do this one? Let me try to clean this one up. Okay. I was in fourth grade, and this girl told all the kids in class that I enjoyed sticking tinfoil in the booty.
Okay.
Yeah, what? Yeah. For 2 weeks, kids were giving me their tinfoil after lunch. When I asked her why she told people that, she just shrugged and said, I don't know, it just seemed like something you would do. I feel like Alex would start that rumor about people like, did you hear about Liv?
Yeah.
Did you hear about Liv?
Something that creative for sure.
Let's see. In high school, I got mono, had to stay home for 2 weeks. My friend had told everyone that I had died and made a PowerPoint presentation in the computer lab for my funeral coming up.
Oh my gosh.
These are just people that want attention. All right, does anybody in the room, by the way, I got some more of these, but I'm wondering if anybody else has a rumor they heard about themselves. I see Liv the Web Girl nodding her head up and down.
I feel like I've had rumors started about me since I was in grade school. One rumor was that my hair wasn't actually real and that I wore a wig every single day.
I can see that rumor.
Your hair's amazing. Like, I could see that being true.
Well, thank you. Yes, I had to debunk that. And then also in college, I had a research assistant job, and I was a research assistant for the dean of the College of Business, helping him with his economics studies and articles.
Okay. I can't believe this.
Right.
Is that the rumor that you were helping him with this?
No, that was real, but the rumor was that I got the job because of certain favors exchanged with the dean, which one, the dean was homosexual, so I'm not even his type anyways. So that was not true either.
How do you know he was? Did you find it out the hard way?
No, not the, I don't even know what that means, but no. I mean, I worked with him for 2.5 years. We got close.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's,
yeah.
That's
wonderful. So I've had plenty of rumors started about me.
Oh my gosh, pork chop. You seem like a rumor starter, not a person that makes rumors.
No, I have not started any rumors, and you're right, I haven't had any about me.
I actually had two friends spread a rumor that caught on like wildfire about this guy in a fraternity in college.
Okay.
They made up this rumor that they thought was so funny that he was a panty sniffer. And that whenever he was in like a girl's apartment or house, he would go into their room and sniff all the girls' dirty panties.
Oh, gosh.
And they just one day decided to make this up. They had no reason to, but they just like wanted to. And like still till this day, it's like, oh my gosh, I heard that guy sniffs panties.
You can never get that like off your thing. Like that's always on the radar. Yeah. Like that's what that person did. The last one I'll read right here. It said, I used to feed stray dogs. I lived like in an old military base where I worked at. And a coworker saw me walk by every day around noon or so, like lunchtime, with a big bag of dog food, so he concluded that I was eating it by myself.
That's absolutely a fair conclusion to make. I would think the same thing.
You can let us know if you got any rumors that people were spreading about you. We'd love to hear them. Give us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.